Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us this morning for our June Spiritual Outreach Call. We are grateful to have Monsignor Robert J. Dempsey, a magistral chaplain from Illinois, who will be speaking to us about the apparition of the Blessed Mother to Adele in Champion, Wisconsin. Monsignor Dempsey was born and raised in Chicago. He holds Bachelor of the Arts degree in Classics and a Master's degree in Philosophy from Loyola University of Chicago, a Sacred Theology Baccalaureate from the Pontifical Gregorian University, a Sacred Theology Licentiate from the University of St. Mary of the Lake, and a Sacred Theology Doctorate from the Pontifical University of the Holy Cross in Rome. Ordained a priest by Pope John Paul II in 1980, he worked as an associate pastor in three parishes while serving part-time as a notary and field advocate of the Metropolitan Tribunal, a member of the Archdiocesan Catholic Greek Orthodox Dialogue Commission, and as Master of Ceremonies to Cardinal Bernardin. From 1991 to 2001, he was editor of the weekly English edition of L'Osservatore Romano, the Vatican's newspaper. He recently retired as pastor of St. Patrick's Parish in Lake Forest, Illinois, and has been a member of the Presbyteral Council, the College of Consultors, the Archdiocesan Bioethics Commission, and the Priest Advisory Committee of the Respect Life Office. He also serves as visiting lecturer at the Liturgical Institute of the University of St. Mary of the Lake in Mundelein, and is a magistral chaplain of the Order of Malta for the Illinois region. Welcome, Monsignor Dempsey.
Thank you very much, Matt. Why don't we start with a brief prayer? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death, amen. Our Lady of Salerno, pray for us. In the name of the Father, of the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Every year, of course, the order has a pilgrimage to Lourdes. But recently, we started going regularly in August to the Shrine of Our Lady of Champion in Champion, Wisconsin. So we're going to talk a little bit about the history of that shrine, what's the story behind it, and what the message of the shrine is. So it all begins with a young woman named Adele Breeze, who was born in Belgium in 1831. With her two sisters, she and her family lived a kind of an ordinary childhood. When she was a young girl, she did suffer from an accident with lye soap that left her blind in one eye. But despite that injury, she was regarded as a very joyful and almost charismatic young lady. After she received her first communion, which probably in those days she would have been about 12 years old or so, Adele was so impressed by the Ursuline sisters who had catechized her that she made a promise to the Blessed Mother that she would join the order and then devote her life to teaching in the town of Champion, Belgium, which is right next to the city of Namur. In fact, now it's been incorporated in Namur. But there is this little town where the Ursuline sisters are based called Champion. Her dream was fulfilled, but not in the way she expected, because she found out later that her family would be immigrating to America. And she wasn't sure about that, so she asked advice from her priest and her parish priest, and the priest told her to be obedient to her parents' wishes, even though at this point she was already 24 years old, so she was certainly old enough to make her up her own mind. But she was confident that if God wanted her to be a teacher, she'd have that vocation in America. So after a journey that took 6 weeks in those days, she and her family traveled to northeast Wisconsin, the area near the modern city of Green Bay, just at the south end of Green Bay itself and the Door County Peninsula. The largest Belgian settlement in the United States was in that area. In fact, if you visit the area, you'll see places, towns, for instance, named Brussels and whatnot in memory of their ancestry. You can imagine in the 1850s, life was pretty tough in Wisconsin, and getting used to the winters was a challenge in itself. But the bigger problem was that many of the Catholics are gradually losing their faith. Well, the story goes that in 1859, while she was walking along a trail in the woods, Adele saw a lady dressed in white, standing between two trees, thought to be a hemlock and a maple. Although the mysterious woman was silent, it left Adele wondering what sort of encounter she had just had. When she told her family later, they thought, well, maybe it's a soul in purgatory visiting this earth to ask for prayers. But nothing happened except a few days later, it was probably Sunday, October 9th, Adele was walking to Mass with her sister and a friend. Now, the only church at the time was 10 miles away, but Adele made that journey on foot, despite the weather, every Sunday. As she was walking along, she saw the same mysterious lady in the same spot. She was the only one, though, who could see her. Yeah, but so she and her companions just continued their way to Mass. Then after Mass, Adele spoke to the parish priest. He told her if the lady appeared again to ask her this question, in God's name, that is, in God's name, who are you and what do you want of me? Well, on her journey home, Adele saw the lady for the third time. She and her companions walked up to the spot. This time the lady appeared dazzling, clothed in white, with a yellow sash around her waist. Her dress fell to her feet in graceful folds. She had a crown of stars on her head, and her hair was long and golden and wavy and fell loosely over her shoulders. The lady appeared to have a great heavenly light around her, so bright that Adele could hardly look at her face. Overcome by the light, Adele fell to her knees and said what the priest told her to say, in God's name, who are you and what do you want of me? The lady answered, I am the Queen of Heaven who prays for the conversion of sinners, and I want you to do the same. You received Holy Communion this morning, and that is well, but you must do more. Make a general confession and offer communion for the conversion of sinners. If they do not convert and do penance, my son will be obliged to punish them. Adele's companions couldn't see the lady, and so they asked, Adele, who is it? Why can't we see her as you do? Adele just said, Kneel, the lady says she's the Queen of Heaven. Well, the lady looked upon her companions and said, blessed are they that believe without seeing. Then she turned to Adele and said, what are you doing in idleness here while your companions are working in the vineyard of my son? So Adele in tears said, what more can I do, dear lady? He said, gather the children in this wild country and teach them what they should know for salvation. Well, Adele said, but how shall I teach them? I know so little myself. The lady said, teach them their catechism, how to sign themselves with the sign of the cross, how to approach the sacraments. That is what I wish you to do. Go and fear nothing. I will help you. And wrapped in light, Our Lady lifted her hands as though she were beseeching a blessing for the children. And then she vanished from sight, leaving Adele overwhelmed and prostrated on the ground. Well, she had received her mission, and she went about it. At the time, that area of Wisconsin was rapidly growing throughout the 1840s and 50s. But the church, unfortunately, at the time, had been unable to keep up with the growing need for pastors. When Adele's family had come to the Green Bay area in 1855, the nearest church, as I mentioned, was 10 miles away. It was located in the town of Bay Settlement, and there's only one priest there to serve the entire northeastern part of the state. So you can imagine, as a result, people, especially children, were not able to receive their catechism instructions, proper religious education, and that created a great need. And it was Adele's mission that received from our Blessed Mother to fulfill the role of catechist and teacher. So having great confidence in Our Lady's prayers, Adele began catechizing the children and admonishing sinners to convert and return to the faith. She went teaching from house to house up and down the Green Bay Peninsula, which today the Door County. She traveled sometimes as much as 50 miles on foot. weather conditions, fatigue, all those dangers of the forest, and above all, ridicule from others, never, though, discouraged her or hindered her from carrying out what she saw as the duty given to her by Our Lady. Well, as often happens in the lives of very holy people, they inspire others to join them. So she was joined by several other young women from the area, and they founded a school, St. Mary's Boarding Academy, right next to the site of the apparitions, where they had already built a little chapel. And the chapel was dedicated to Notre-Dame de Bon Secours, Our Lady of Good Help. That was the title chosen for it. And that eventually became the name of the shrine, Our Lady of Good Help. Later, with assistance from all the people in the Belgian community, Adele was able to build a new school and a larger church and a convent in 1885 on land that was donated in the town of Robinsonville. Interesting that they decided they wanted to change the name of the town, and Adele suggested that they change the name to Champion, the name of the town in Belgium where she had originally planned to join the Ursulines. Of course, Champion, we pronounce in English, champion, and that's the name of the town to this day. So her wish was fulfilled. She became a teacher in Champion. Over the years, Adele and her little group of her little religious community, they formed themselves as secular Franciscans, Third Order Franciscans. They suffered, as you might imagine, many trials and setbacks, and so often happens when people receive an apparition, some of the opposition comes from church authority. In 1868, the Diocese of Green Bay was established, and a Father Joseph Melker was appointed as the first bishop. Although Bishop Melker knew nothing at all personally about Adele and what was she doing, he had heard rumors about vendors who were creating a rowdy atmosphere outside the boundaries of her property. So the bishop decided that until he had time to fully investigate, it was best to close the school and the chapel until further notice. Rather drastic, I think. But at any rate, he demanded that Adele bring him the keys to the schoolhouse and chapel and officially close its doors. Well, in humble obedience, Adele gave the keys to the bishop as soon as she could. But when she handed him the keys, she reminded him of his responsibility for the souls of those children, especially all of those children who would be lacking religious instruction. Well, the bishop was impressed with her zeal and sincerity. So he changed his mind, gave the keys back to her immediately, and encouraged her to continue her good work. Perhaps the most spectacular event of all, though, occurred on October 8, 1871. It was the fury and devastation of the greatest fire in American history, what is known as the Great Peshtigo Fire, which was unleashed in northeastern Wisconsin and devastated thousands and thousands of acres and thousands of lives. It occurred as the same day as the Great Chicago Fire. The two fires occurred on the same day, but the devastation of this one was 10 times as great as the Chicago Fire. Now, Adele had already been told in one of her visions in 1859, the Blessed Mother had warned her, people do not convert and do penance. My son will be obliged to punish them. And it was exactly 12 years later that the Peshtigo Fire erupted. Many people in the area flocked to the church, her church, for safety. As the fire approached, local residents, and some bringing their animals in tow, gathered in earnest prayer with Adele and her companions. People prayed the rosary, carried a statue of Our Lady in procession, and hours later rain came, which put out the fire. Some of the very few things that survived the Great Peshtigo Fire were the convent, the school, the chapel, and 5 acres of land that had been consecrated to the Virgin Mary. And the only animals that survived were those that had been brought onto the chapel grounds. Father Peter Perrin, a local priest at the time, described the grounds where the miraculous event occurred as an emerald isle in a sea of ashes. Following the fire, people had great faith in the chapel and the Virgin Mary because they believed that she had saved them. And as a Chicago priest, I have to add to the story of Adele something based in Chicago. in the West Side, in the 1850s, 1860s, there was a growing Irish immigrant population, and the Jesuits founded a parish and a school. The parish is called Holy Family, and the school is called St. Ignatius. The founder, the pastor at the time, was Father Arnold Damon. The fire, the Great Chicago Fire, broke out in the territory of Holy Family Church. The pastor, Father Damon, was in New York at the time the fire raged. So they telegraphed him, telling him about the fire. He prayed to the Blessed Mother all night long, prayed the entire night, and promised that they would honor her perpetually at the church if it was spared. Well, winds blew in such a way that Holy Family Church was spared, and it stands there to this day. And to this day, in the right transept is an image of Our Lady of Perpetual Help, and there's a candle that burns there 24 hours a day in gratitude for the church being spared. So I guess the moral of the story is, when you're in trouble, plead to the Blessed Mother, call upon her. So Adele and her community continued to teach and catechize the children for many more years, and their presence had a lasting effect on that community. She lived out her ministry with zeal for the love of God and devotion to the Blessed Mother until she died in 1896. 6 years later, Bishop Messmer, the successor to Bishop Melker, entrusted the work of the chapel to the Sisters of St. Francis of the Holy Cross in the town of Bay Settlement. Sister Pauline LaPlante worked there for the next 24 years. To this day, the shrine continues to be a source of many graces and healings, both spiritual and physical. And they remind people of the words that Our Lady gave to Adele: "Go and fear nothing, I will help you. Go and fear nothing, I will help you." It was a popular local shrine, but merely of local interest until 2009, when the new bishop of Green Bay, Bishop David Ricken, opened a formal church investigation into the Marian apparitions that had occurred in 1859 on the site of the shrine of Our Lady of Good Help. It's considered a private revelation, but the task of the commission was to review all the historical information on the apparitions, as well as the life of Adele, and to test their consistency with the public official revelation entrusted to the Catholic Church. Based on the findings of that commission, on the feast day of the Immaculate Conception in 2010, Bishop Ricken gave official church approval of the apparitions that occurred at Champion. In his decree, this is what he wrote: "I declare with moral certainty and in accord with the norms of the church that the events, apparitions, and locutions given to Adele Breeze in October of 1859 do exhibit the substance of supernatural character, and I do hereby approve these apparitions as worthy of belief, although not obligatory, by the Christian faithful." Then 6 years later, he brought the matter to the Bishops' Conference. The Bishops' Conference has the sole authority for approving national shrines. In August of 2016, then the Bishops' Conference designated the shrine as a national shrine, and the title National Shrine of Our Lady of Good Hope. And then 2 years later, 2 years ago, in 2023, Bishop Ricken changed the name of the shrine to Our Lady of Champion. So what does Adele Breeze teach us? Well, I think to summarize maybe three things. First of all, obedience. In her life, she exhibited heroic obedience, first to her family, following them from her home that she loved in Belgium to the wild country of Wisconsin in those days, the 1850s, obedience to her priest at home and to her priest here in the New World, who told her to ask Our Lady who she was, obedience to her bishop under very trying circumstances where it seemed like she was going to lose her whole apostolate, and ultimately to Our Blessed Mother, who told her to pray for the conversion of sinners and catechize children, teach them to make the sign of the cross and to learn about the sacraments. And she obeyed Our Lady, ultimately obeying Christ himself, who sent Our Lady to us. Secondly, freedom from idleness. Our Lady said, "Go, why are you standing around here? Go and work." Just like the angels told the apostles, you know, don't stare up in the sky at Jesus. Go do what Jesus told you. And so she fulfilled her mission. She is a model for us of being prompt to those inspirations of the Holy Spirit, to live out the will of God in our daily lives, and not to be tempted to just sit around and worry and fret, but to fulfill the vocation given to us. And finally, the importance of catechesis. Since Pope Paul VI, the Church has been committed to what we call the new evangelization, which means a new effort to bring the gospel and message of Christ to the world. And Adele exhibited that in very difficult circumstances, which she was extremely faithful. She went out to teach and urge people to pray, to fight ignorance of the faith and teach them to do what is necessary to be saved. And so we need to do that to pass on our faith to the next generation and to generations beyond that. So we ask that through the intercession of Our Lady of Champion, we too may be faithful to the vocation, to the apostolate that we've been given. God bless us.
Thank you, Monsignor Dempsey, for taking the time to prepare your helpful presentation and for being with us today. Your talk has addressed a topic that is on the minds of all of us as we prepare for the pilgrimage to the Shrine of Our Lady of Champion in Wisconsin that starts August 7th. And thanks to all who have joined the call. The recording will be posted to the website within the next several days. Our next call is Wednesday, July 2nd. Monsignor William Fedrowski, a magistral chaplain from New Jersey, will speak on why we say the daily prayer of the Order of Malta. God bless you and have a great day.